Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
So over the weekend, we heard the reports come out that those 8 blue light officers who assaulted a driver in Midrand, I think it was.
It was near Four Ways, on the N1 Four
Ways. On the N1 that side. They were all arrested this weekend.
They were. And I remember that there was a lot of skepticism at one stage as to whether we are going to see consequences.
Yes.
So there are people saying...
It was me. I was the skeptic.
I didn't want to say it, but yes, always. It was you. So yes, it did take a while for arrests to be effected, but they have been effected. It was the bail hearing today. The state is opposing bail. And just in terms of where we're in the process, that has been... The hearing will continue on Wednesday. So the suspects are still in jail, which I think in terms of justice being seen to be done already is hopefully encouraging, Rob.
It is. Good. Sit there.
Yeah.
You entitled bunch. I can't say the words I want to say.
So that's why I thought, let me move on.
Yeah. So die hele ding het nou 'n ander wending gevat, want die adjunk president was waarskynlik klaarblyklik allegedly in die omgewing toe hierdie voorval gebeur het. So that takes it to a whole other level of, did he know and what was his involvement?
Ja, so dis moontlik. So dis een van die aangeklaagdes, een van die polisiebeamptes wat aangekla word in hierdie saak, het geïnsinueer dat die rede dat hierdie hele interaksie so ontvou het, is omdat die siviele motor te naby aan wat hy genoem het die hoof voertuig was. Nou, hoekom sê hy dan so reageer as 'n motor te naby aan die hoofvoertuig is, as daar nie iemand in daai hoofvoertuig is nie. So dis iets waaroor daar nog nie klarigheid is nie, maar dit, ja, that was one of the kind of major things to have questions go off today. Other statements that were read in court today, the alleged sequence of events is that the blue polo in which there were 3 men and 1 woman, the woman was not assaulted in any way, so there's 3 victims in this case. They say that they were boxed in by the VIP protectors. They were then forced off the roads. They alleged that the VIP protectors tried to smash the windows of the car and then eventually hit one of the people in the head with the butt of a gun. That's the person we saw in the video who had passed out from that, as one would. Some of the counter arguments or counter statements being made, the VIP protectors have said that they believe that the people, the civilians, might have been intoxicated. The state have said that they will oppose that version of events. But yeah, I think the main immediate question we have is around, was the deputy president there in terms of, was it even nearby? Because this kind of violence playing out in our public spaces close to the deputy president would be highly problematic.
I want them to stay in jail. I hope they get the absolute maximum sentence they can get, because there is nothing on this planet more disrespectful than people and entitlement. People who think they can do stuff and get away with it because they feel like they can. I'm sorry. That's not the way anything works.
Look, and there's been a lot of debate, as you're aware of, do we still need
blue light brigades? We don't. Yeah. Drive your own polo, Minister. Drive yourself in the traffic like the rest of us. Deal with the potholes. No one is more important than the rest of us. No one's time is more important than anyone else. There is no reason they should have blue light convoys in the first place.
I don't know, and I hope that this doesn't turn out to be a conspiracy just inside my head, but I feel like, was this vehicle randomly selected, or is there a bigger part to the story which we're going to get unfolding as what the court case unfolds?
Well, I mean, who knows what happens, right? Who amongst us has not wanted to flip the bird at a blue light convoy when they drive past you? Whom amongst us is innocent of the sin? So maybe they just got seen.
Maybe
they did something. Maybe. But it doesn't matter. Whatever they did, nothing can justify being run off the road and assaulted by 8 armed guys.
Look, I mean, on what Rose was saying, it reminds me of a saying of, just because I'm paranoid, it doesn't mean they're not out to get me. but what we've heard so far in court is that the civilian polo was simply too close to the main car. So in the wrong place at the wrong time, and possibly... Jy weet, hierdie ouens het militêre opleiding gehad, so miskien hulle sê jou hele militêre iets. Mens weet nie, maar dit kan nie daai geweld regverdig nie.
Hi Paul Mashatile, get your own car. drive yourself, chomp.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.